During his tours of duty with the Canadian Armed Forces, CAF, Frank experienced atrocities that left him emotionally scarred. He returned to civilian life after 15 years of service, but post-traumatic stress disorder made it impossible for him to hold a job. CAF service members experience some of the highest levels of workplace stress of all occupations, and mental health disorders are a serious issue. Nearly half of the military personnel surveyed by Stats Canada in 2018 said they have experienced depression and anxiety. More than one-third of veterans reported they had a difficult transition to civilian life, and those with mental health issues were not able to work. It may take some time to receive a diagnosis of PTSD, while in the meantime a veteran's ability to resume an ordinary civilian life may be impacted. Service Income Security Insurance Plan. Former and current CAF service members may not be aware that if medically discharged from the military, they may be entitled to disability benefits through the Service Income Security Insurance Plan, SISIP. SISIP is a long-term disability plan for CAF members, covering both service and non-service related injuries. Frank, who had been medically discharged from the CAF due to PTSD, knew he was entitled to disability benefits through SISIP. Even though his PTSD diagnosis should have been recognized, Frank's disability claim was denied. He turned to a disability lawyer in Ontario and negotiated a settlement with SISIP. Unfortunately, Frank is not alone. If you think that you may be entitled to disability benefits through SISIP, you should apply, even if you were medically discharged from the military some time ago, said Samantha Scher, managing director at Scher Lawyers. If your SISIP benefits have been denied or accepted then terminated, we would encourage you to contact a disability lawyer. Although there are strict time limits that apply to taking legal action, benefits may still be available depending on your circumstances. A disability lawyer can get the appeal or lawsuit process started right away. And they can make suggestions regarding alternate sources of income during the waiting period. Claimants with denied disability benefits can also use the free online tools available to find out if they have a valid disability case. If your SISIP long-term disability benefit has been denied, don't give in to the insurance company and walk away from your rights. Contact the experienced long-term disability lawyers at Scher Lawyers for a free consultation.